Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All due respect, stupid people doing stupid things. Ted, are you ready to go?
Yep. This story comes out of Houston, Texas. There's something happened today at my gym.
Uh-oh.
Tales from the gym. And we got some listeners, by the way, some triple threat listeners at my gym. So I thought I'd tell you, we got a lot of fans there.
That's
great,
good.
Gym. I won't say the name of it. But anyway, I saw something today at the gym that just rubs me the wrong way. And we got to put a stop to this. So if you guys are listening, y'all need to, if you're the people I'm about to talk about, if you're listening, you need to take my advice. So I saw two guys, workout partners, it looked like.
Yeah.
Working out together. All right, and the whole time, they're like slapping each other on the chest before they do a bench press.
Like trying to like pump each other up.
Pump each other up a little bit. Like,
you got this.
You know, like they got the straps on with the dumbbells and they're dropping the weight.
Yeah.
And they're helping each other with like their technique. Oh yeah, get your shoulder up. Like for an hour, I'm watching this. And I'm like, losers.
Yeah.
Losers. And it's just, you can't, look, I'm all for a workout, buddy, every now and then. But, dude, don't sit there and slap me on the chest.
Yeah.
Don't tell me about my technique. Don't, you know, start yelling at me, trying to get me pumped up.
Were they yelling to where, obviously they were yelling to where you could hear them.
Oh, yeah. But it's just enough. It's just, like, it was just too much, man. Like, you know what? It's like, bro, we're not in high school anymore. We're adults. This is an adult gym.
Yeah.
All right, we're not trying to make the football team. We're just trying to live healthy, quality of life.
Ted, we're starting to build up a little portfolio of people that you hate at your gym.
Yeah.
I got a lot of really good people, though, that I work out with.
You have a lot of good people, too. But if we could power rank the people at your gym very quickly, if my count is correct, we've got these two guys. We've got pump each other up,
pump each other up
partners.
Guys. Yeah.
We've got talk on the cell phone, two-phone deal guy.
Well, the two-phone guy was, yes.
We've
was
got,
last week.
I believe you've brought up some things about, like, in the actual locker room part of it, of, well, you know, like, openly naked guy or something like that.
Yeah, Captain Morgan guy.
Yeah, Captain Morgan guy.
Gotta watch out for him.
Yeah. There was a woman.
Well, there was one, yeah.
There was a woman who annoyed you because.
Well, you know, she annoyed me. What happened was I was on a Stairmaster, and there was like five Stairmasters to my right. She got to the one right next to me.
Yeah.
When there was like four other ones. And then started doing like little heart emojis and kissy emojis.
On her phone.
I think she was trying to make me jealous before we even started dating.
So
that's what it felt like.
Presumptuous treadmill woman.
A little bit, yeah.
They all want you, Ted.
Yeah. Is that what it is? I don't know.
Yeah.
But the two jabronis,
today.
You know. Slapping each other on the chest. With all due respect, knock it off.
Knock it off. Are they number one on the big board?
That's pathetic.
Okay.
That's pathetic,
they're
man.
The tag team champions of the
it's just
Ted
too,
Scorn
it's,
belt.
It's too much. It's too much. It's like when you get paired up with – I've gotten paired up with a couple guys before playing golf where they help each other in their alignment.
Yeah.
You know, before they tee off, they're like, is my footing in the right? A little bit more to the right. Like, really, bro? Like, let's just play some golf
Can't
here.
Can't you stand on your own 2 feet, man?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
It's maybe not a big deal to you guys, but to me, it just rubs me the wrong way.
Do you get offended when Rich and I slap each other on the chest right before the show?
A little bit.
Get amped up for the show?
If you're listening, that never happens.
Is this your way of telling Rich and I that we should stop doing that?
I was hoping you get the hint. You got it.
Come on, Rich. You got these takes.
I'd be down for something like
Hot
that,
takes.
Like a little ready break kind of thing before we start our show, if you guys want to do that.
That's because you'd cave in both of our chests. All right, Rich, what do you got?
We've mentioned enough times on this show that both Sean and I are in serious relationships with teachers.
Yes.
Sean's girlfriend's a teacher. My wife is a teacher.
That's right.
And we respect all teachers.
Indeed.
And we also appreciate how hard their job is and sometimes the stress it can bring about.
You got that right.
So, Dateline Commerce City, Colorado, which I believe is a suburb of Denver.
Almost everything in Colorado is a suburb of Denver. Yeah, I think you're right.
There's an uproar. There's an uproar at Stewart Middle School where Chris Burkhart a very popular eighth grade teacher at Stewart Middle School, was placed on administrative leave 10 days ago and yesterday resigned. Students are not happy. Parents are not happy. Apparently, he was a very good and well-liked teacher at that middle school. Well, when the parents got their letter at the house from the superintendent detailing why the why Burkhart was put on administrative leave and then eventually resigned, it came out that about a week and a half ago, on his projector in his classroom, a message read on the screen, quote, "Silent reading. I want to kill children, but I am a loving Christian man who had never hurt a flea, so please sit down and read."
Wow.
Student took a picture. Student took a picture of the screen on his phone. The principal talked to him. He admitted doing it, and that's how it began. Superintendent's letter home to parents includes the quote, "It is my firm belief that at no time under any circumstance is it acceptable to threaten harm to our students, not as a teaching tool, not as venting frustration, not as a joke." No bleep, Sherlock.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you notice the best part of the screen cap, Rich?
Did I leave something out?
He spelled flea wrong.
Oh, he did. He did. That's right. S-I-C. The sick was in there indicating a misspelling.
Yes. He spelled flea wrong.
Eighth grade teacher.
Yeah. That's my favorite part of the whole thing.
All right. So I'll audible here on the fly. With all due respect, at least you could have spelled flea right.
Thank you. Yes. If you're going to threaten the kids, at least get the spelling of simple words correct.
I feel like they're teachers, though, that are like on the edge.
Teachers have those
like they're
thoughts.
About to blow.
They have those thoughts every day, I guarantee it. They just don't write them on a projector screen.
Yeah. Makes sense.
My story takes place in my home state of Connecticut. Thank you. The same way we have banjos for Florida, we have the regal trumpets of Connecticut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's an ironic instrument because people know I come from the wrong side of the tracks. I grew up in the mean streets of Simsbury, which is on the wrong side of the Connecticut River.
Yeah, like New Britain.
New Britain is kind of tough.
Yeah, where you grew up is not tough.
Bridgeport's a little rough, isn't it?
Bridgeport is extremely rough.
Thought so.
No joke, yeah. No, where I live is selectively rough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Soon there's going to be a fight in that city one of these days where I grew up. At some point, there'll be a fight someday.
One day.
Yeah. Stratford is right near Bridgeport. It's down along the coast. It's in Fairfield County, but not the good part of Fairfield County.
Now, that sounds like an uppity place.
Yeah.
Stratford.
Yeah. And this is a sad story, but it's got a weird wrinkle to it. Do you guys play beer pong at all, or have you played beer pong?
Oh, my God, I know the story. Yes. Beer pong is fun to play. Yes.
It is
sure,
fun
great
to play.
Game.
Yeah, yeah, it is fun to play. Kids everywhere are playing beer pong. They have a beer pong video game that you can play nowadays. This is not as fun as the video game for beer pong, unfortunately.
Yeah, things got out of hand here.
A man by the name of Salomon Martinez was playing in a game of beer pong and was accused of cheating in beer pong.
How do you cheat in beer pong?
I don't know, but I would like to find out.
Seriously, I mean, do you distract your opponent?
Right. Or tell him it went in that cup? And it's, no, really, it was in there, and the ball just kind of came out and went in the other one. Anyways, this was a serious game of beer pong that Salomon Martinez was involved in. The Stratford man got into an argument with some of the other folks that were in that that beer pong game. It took place in Naugatuck, also a tough town. And it went a little bit awry. Police said a fight erupted after two men lost a $10 wager on the game and began accusing Martinez and others of cheating. And $10, Naugatuck, $10 is a lot of money.
It goes a long way.
Oh, it was on from that point.
Yeah, bottles were thrown. A fish tank was shattered. At some point, two men by the name of Chandler and Gonzalez chased Martinez up a set of stairs into a child's bedroom. Martinez tried to lock the door. Gonzalez broke the door down. Martinez ended up going out a window to the cement sidewalk.
See ya.
Below.
Four stories.
All the way down to the cement sidewalk.
So he jumped to avoid getting beaten up.
Well, yeah, and the sidewalk won that battle.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And there's not going to be a rematch.
He met his death.
There ain't going to be no rematch.
Did you see one of the other? There was another. There's a female involved in that story. And she is still at large.
Yes, she did. She escaped.
One of
They're
his
still
assailants.
Trying to find her. Yes, she escaped to Florida, of all places.
She did.
She should blend right in down there. All due respect.
Well, they got sued.
They
right?
did. Yeah. The moral of the story is, Rich, you and I were just joking about how much more we're worth dead than we are alive. $15.6 million this guy's family got in a civil lawsuit.
Okay. Good luck collecting it.
Yep.
I mean, two of the three defendants are in prison, yep. and the other one's on the lam.
On the lam.
One of them they brought back from prison to testify claimed that he did break the door down to the apartment that the guy was hiding in, but he doesn't know how he wound up on the sidewalk.
Right.
No clue.
I don't know. Mm-mm.
No clue.
Mm-mm. What does mm-mm look like in a court transcript? How did he get down there, sir? Mm-mm. Sad story.
It is a sad story.
But it's a game of beer pong.
Taking it a little
story,
too serious. Taking beer pong a little too serious.
Yeah, all due respect. Let's keep the beer pong games friendly.
And I just got a text from my good buddy, my trainer at Lifetime Champions, and he said the selfie guy is one of the most annoying guys at the gym, too. Danny, you're right, man.
That is a pretty good one.
You're a loser if you're taking selfies at the gym.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.